Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. It's always good when I can bring on my good friend Matt Schlapp, chairman of CPAC. Matt, how are you doing, my friend?
Rob, great to be with you again.
Yeah, we're at great times here. At the last CPAC, I was just reminiscing, you hosted a lot of the families of these hostage victims. I stood next to them in the room where they were acknowledged. You had a great breakfast with the great one, Mark Levin, during CPAC. Tell us about the statement that CPAC has put out in regards to this monumental movement we've seen the last 48 hours.
Well, you know, I'm a little disquieted over the fact that there are some who seem to be, I don't know, confused over this basic question. And I don't think there should be any confusion. I mean, this was an unprovoked attack on Israel on October 7th, and Hamas took these hostages. And, this is a clear, morally depraved action from Hamas. And so I think this is a moment of reflection that this went on for too long, and these types of attacks just can't happen. I think those would be pretty easy statements to make. Maybe it gets more nuanced when we get into this question about how would you really ever get to Mideast peace. But Rob, I have to say also, when it comes to the question of Mideast peace, I don't really love the phrase. I don't know if it's ever going to be attainable. I mean, I've read the Bible. I mean, it seems like this thing will go on forever. The question is, how do we have less bloodshed? How do we make sure that we stand firm by basic questions like democracy and human rights? And I think Donald Trump, who was accused of being a fascist, who didn't care about anyone's rights, has become the great peacemaker.
Yeah, a lot of people said this couldn't be done. The last administration said it couldn't be done. But here we are watching it being done before our very eyes. And you said 737 days being held captive, hostage. And, to see these reunifications that have been going on for the past 24 hours is just incredible.
Well, I will say with my CPAC hat on, I feel incredibly proud that, we've been highlighting these families throughout this entire period of time at all of our events. It was very meaningful to have them be at our last major CPAC event. We had a freed hostage. I was able to interview him on our stage at our CPAC Latino event that we had down in Miami. And, one of the things this hostage told me, which was amazing, is that they found out from their Hamas captors when Donald Trump won the presidency, and they were overjoyed and thankful to God that Donald Trump won. They knew that was their only shot at getting released was a Trump win. And I think it's really, really meaningful for us to reflect on that. You're a hostage. You're in a tunnel in Gaza. You find out Trump wins, and you start to feel hope.
That's just incredible, incredible story, straight from the mouth of a hostage. And where the former administration wanted to restrain Israel, this peace through strength we've seen under the Trump administration showing that your demise is on the horizon if you don't start coming to the table and releasing these hostages. You know, how important is that peace through strength that the Trump administration has shown over the past 7-8 months?
Well, you know, it's interesting because Ronald Reagan is the one who came up with this policy. And, you know, he wasn't the first person to have the idea, but the idea is we need people to fear our military so we don't have to use it. But also, if we're perceived as strong, both economically and militarily, people won't take us on. And that's what happened when Ronald Reagan was president. It became out of fashion and the term wasn't used. And then it took Donald Trump to kind of, you know, reimagine what that meant in the modern context. And so Reagan and Trump had this in common, which is they inherited a ridiculous world that was made worse by their Democratic predecessor, and America was in a very unsafe place. And so they had this audacious idea that, like, we got to get security back for our country. And I think not only with the release of the hostages, but with the other peace deals, the other hostages that have been released all over the globe, people really fear America. They don't fear America because we're autocratic and militaristic. They fear America because they know we have the morally right argument behind us. We have truth behind us, and we're not afraid to mix it up if they continue to terrorize people.
Again, we're speaking to Matt Schlapp. He's the chairman of CPAC. I know you have some other interviews you got to do, Matt. I appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
Anytime, Rob. Thanks for having me on again.
Thank you. It is 4:51 here at WILK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.